12. The Etonium. Spending a few days in Brussels is the perfect opportunity to go for a walk around the famous Etonium. 102 meters high, it was built for the 1958 Universal Exhibition. The Etonium is the work of engineer André Waterkane. It was built by the architects André and Jean Polac. Its 9 steel spheres represent an iron crystal magnified 165 billion times. Some see the 9 spheres as a reference to the 9 Belgian provinces that made up the country at that time, but which today number 10. Each sphere measures 18 meters in diameter for a weight of 250 tons. This monument, which was to be dismantled after the 6 months of the exhibition, finally became, like the mannequin piece, one of the symbols of Brussels. So much so that it's found on 2 euro coins, so we could not forget to mention it in this audio guide. From 2004 to 2006, it was renovated to strengthen its structure and allow visitors to access its interior. 6 of the 9 spheres can now be visited. They are accessed by escalators that pass through the tunnels connecting each sphere. By taking the central elevator, you can also go to the panoramic restaurant located in the highest sphere. The other spheres, for their part, house temporary exhibitions. One of them even has a space reserved for children and an exhibition retracing the history of Brussels during the 1950s and the Universal Exhibition. Before leaving the Etonium, take a short tour of the Mini Europe Park. To visit Europe in passing in a few steps from Big Ben to the Eiffel Tower. It's a unique place from where you can admire the Arc de Triomphe with a breathtaking view of Vesuvius. The Mini Europe Park allows you to admire in a scale model the most beautiful monuments and the most emblematic places of the old continent. You can stroll the streets of London, bring down the Berlin Wall, or watch a bullfight in Seville. A total of 350 miniature models coexist in this very playful theme park.